There's no public hearing. I'll go ahead and just jump into item one on the agenda, and this is discussion action concerning extension of the declaration of local disaster. The original is only good for 7 days. Then we have to come back after 7 days and...
East town?
Well, here's where we can do a, so the law allows us, or allows y'all, to extend this either until the next meeting or for an indeterminate amount or time. So I had put in 2 dates. My original was have it, readdress it at our next scheduled meeting, which would be April the 14th, which would be our regular council meeting, or in light of the president extending all this to the end of April, we can put this and leave it in place until April the 30th. Now, if something happens, if they lift, you know, the whole, you know, quarantine or whatever you want to call it, if they lift it before the 30th, we can always come back in a special meeting and amend it, cancel it, or whatever you would want to do. So that's why I had put the two dates on there, either the 14th and readdress it on the 14th, or...
We just need a motion, right?
Yes, and I think, I don't know, did you put both in there?
Mm-hmm. So they're the first two, and then there's the Exhibit A.
And Exhibit A will be...
It's just the original.
Is the original. That's what we agreed to. That's the full version of it.
Well, I'd make a motion we go till April 30th.
Okay, so...
That way we don't have to deal with this again.
Right, and like I said, and if we have to, if they come back and the governor and the president decide that, you know, we can lift it before the 30th, then we can come back and do it. So I just need a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion to go with April 30th on this declaration or disaster declaration.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Mullinax to extend this, the mayor's declaration of local disaster until April the 30th, or until council amends or cancels it before then. Motion has been seconded by Councilman Campos. All those in favor? 4-0, motion carries. And declaration is adopted. Okay. So then moving on to item two on the agenda, and this is seeking approval to seek legal opinion on the city manager's contract. So what we need to do before we can do anything regarding his position, we really need to have our city lawyer look over his contract, make sure that there's nothing holding us liable regarding anything that he might have. I know that we probably still owe him some vacation pay, which we have to pay. But other than that, I just want, before we do anything about
so the
billing.
Vacation pay, Susie, was that that goes from January to January?
Veronica, how does that? January to January?
Yes.
Because how long was he out?
So in his contract it states that over a period of time where he is ill or able to work from home, it does not affect the vacation. So he still has 4 weeks of vacation we have to pay out. So Morel did tell me that we don't have to pay it out in a lump sum. She's still here waiting on his death certificate anyway, so we're just gonna do it like week to week, so we're not, you know, hit hard.
So all I'm seeking is giving me the authority to talk to Matthew Wade and give him the contract so that he can look it over and make sure that there's not anything that's binding us legally. And I'll just need a motion.
I'll motion to seek approval from the legal department to the city manager's contract.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilwoman Mata authorize the mayor to seek legal opinion regarding the city manager's contract. So it has been seconded by Councilman Campos. All those in favor? 4-0, motion carries. Okay, and item number 3 is discussion action ordering the postponement of the city council, mayor, and school board May 2nd, 2020 election. And all this is, that came from a recommendation from the governor. I think most, I know Lubbock County, or Lubbock, the city of Lubbock has already postponed theirs to in November 3rd, so this is what would happen. All those that were in office at the time will continue. They have an extended, what do you call it? Right. So you are still in order, and this is still the council. So that doesn't change until November, until that election. So anyway, we just need a motion on that.
I move we postpone the city council, mayor, and school board May 2020 election.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilman Porter to postpone the city council, mayor, and school board May 2nd, 2020 election to be to November the 3rd, 2020.
I'll second.
Motion has been seconded by Councilwoman Marroquin. All those in favor? 4-0, motion carries.